Mindfulness meditation is a very effective way to calm the mind and to calm the body. And in the following two tracks, we're going to use this mindfulness approach and enhance it with positive suggestion to help you begin to take control of the distressing symptoms of panic attack. In this way, with regular practice, you will increase your ability to remain calm and anxiety-free. Panic attack is often thought to be all in the mind, but you know very well that the feelings are also in your body. The heart racing, trembling or shaking, shortness of breath, tingling, sweating, are just some of the feelings that are often experienced. These reactions are actually automatic leftover responses of a prehistoric flight, freeze or fight response, originally designed to help you escape or fight your way out of a dangerous situation, or even freeze and merge into the background so as not to be noticed. For some people, the panic attack experience is frightening but short-lived, while others have described it as having liquid terror injected into their veins that at times has lasted for hours. In a sense, liquid terror is not that far off, since there is a cocktail of chemicals, notably cortisol and adrenaline. In America, adrenaline is called epinephrine. They're flooding your brain and body. There is no doubt it does feel terrifying, but the feelings in themselves are not reliable indicators of truth. Think about it. Watching a horror movie can feel terrifying. It can feel dangerous. Yes, at times it can even feel life-threatening. But here's the thing. The reality is that you're not in danger. The fact is that you are safe. It's only the movie that's terrifying. You are safe.